This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Craig, you got to put meat on the bones, though, right? It's not our job to do that as journalists. We just outline what the right questions are. But the Democrats need to be finding some answers. I was talking before the show. They teach you in campaign school, Avalon probably heard something like this, that you've got to learn from failure. Otherwise, you're doomed to repeat it. And there's an acronym for FAIL. The future always involves learning. And that's going to be the test, Greg, for Democrats, right? It ain't a coincidence that they lost all these races. What are they not getting done at the leadership level?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That's how you get a hold of us, by email or by internet. And if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Folks, you have just learned the new definition of fail. What is it? The future always involves learning. Well, when do they learn? I would love to know. It's been decades. When did the Democrats learn? They have studied socialism, communism, fascism, and all of it. Capitalism. And when do they learn that capitalism works? When do they learn that only a democratic republic works? All these other things that are going on around the world do not work. You think they're failing? Future always involves learning? That cracked me up. We talked about it earlier, but I had to talk about it more. See, the left love changing the lexicon, folks. Helps them. They redefine things. They don't like the word marriage. It's between a man and a woman. That has nothing to do with gays. Nothing. It's a word. It's a definite, like a table. Kevin, will you come help me move that table? It's a lot different than, Kevin, will you come help me move this elephant? Right? I want to know what we're moving. But they want to define, well, marriage is no longer between a man and a woman. It's between anybody that wants to. It's between the flowers. No, it isn't. But they like to define it. Fail. Getting your butt kicked in elections is no longer failing. Hey, you got rocked in the ring. Pow! Somebody just threw a reverse heel kick and knocked you the stone out. And you get up and they go, hey, Kevin, success. You getting knocked out is now considered, it was amazing to watch. You know? I mean, what do you say to somebody like that? In the wake of Trump's 5-0 victories over the left, the Democrats are rattled. So, they got to change things. They expected to win, folks. They expected to win in November when the deck was stacked against Donald Trump. And the world knows the outcome now, don't we? Strong Jay, let's give this man a hand. Thank you, Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, progressivism, and the media were all publicly brutalized by Trump and you, the Tea Party community. That's right. You're all Tea Party people. Don't be a... Stop being ashamed. I call you that. I will call you that. That's what you are. You're Tea Party people. That's what founded this nation. And the second revision of it, the Tea Party that came back up in 2009... that's now being refined even more by way of the TeaPartyCommunity.com, you're the reason that this country is going to get back on track. You're the reason the world will be saved from evil. And you're hiding from it. You're hiding from wearing your Trump gear, from telling people, yeah, I voted for Trump. What, Trump? You don't even know who around you is ready to back you up because all of you are being quiet. Little church house mices. Yeah, man. We've made these Democrats cry 5 times. The biggest hurt was recently in this Georgia special election. And after each loss, the Democrats split their deuces and doubled down. By the way, that's a bad bet if you're ever going to do it in Vegas playing blackjack. You think the left would want to cut their losses, that they would decide to play ball with the right Why are we winning? We're winning because we're not, we don't have an, there's no dog in the fight that says, we're after the left. I don't care about the left. I care about what's best for this country. That's why we're winning. This is selfless, not selfish. So two shifts occurred, folks. Leftists finally realized the repeat feeling of losing. That's what happened in the last 5-0. They felt it. They understand it now. Holy cow. It's one thing to lose once. To go, oh, well, I mean, we lost to Trump. Then they've all battened down the hatches, right? We're going to get him. We'll get Trump. We're going to go out there and find our way, man, and we're going to fight him on every piece of legislation. He's not going to win. And then they had all the special elections. So loss after loss after loss, and it's finally sinking in. You're losers. But what's the other thing of it is you are finally understanding what it feels like to win. You're going, whoa, you were shocked. We won? What, Donald Trump? You got to be kidding me. There were people waking up the next day going, oh, my gosh. I didn't. I just knew it was going to be, oh, my God. Hyperventilating. Then you won again in Kansas. And you won again in South Carolina. And you won again in wherever else, in Georgia. And you're going, holy crap, we're winners. See, that feels good. The left got the memo. They are officially losers. So they got to create the new lexicon, a new paradigm for making losers into winners. And that's exactly what Cuomo laughingly did on CNN when he gave you an acronym for FAIL, future always involves learning.
They teach you this in campaign school. You got to learn from failure. Otherwise, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. Doomed to repeat it. How often have they repeated it? 1,080 times over the course of having the best they could possibly get. I want you to understand, folks, the best that the left could possibly get was Barack Obama. You think Michelle Obama prior to the campaign might have had a shot, just using her as an example. Let Michelle Obama try to run for president today and watch what happens. She'll get shot down. Black's already done. Yeah, it'll be a hoopla over a woman, but Hillary's killed that. What's her record? And Donald Trump's making progress day after day after day. Folks, let me tell you something. Fail, learning goes very well with progressivism as it does with Obama. And I love how they put the butt balm, Obama butt balm on their wounds as they try to convince themselves that they have some moral high ground in these five losses, these five butt kickings. Good luck with that, folks. I got to take a short break. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The funny thing about what's going on right now, politically speaking, and we're talking about the Democrats getting their butts kicked, learning how to lose properly, and you, conservatives, learning how to win. See, Republicans, the rhinos, they haven't seen this. Let me tell you what's about to happen. You're going to see a monumental shift in Republican thinking over the next year. The rhinos, the people that have always told the Republican line that have said, oh, well, we've got to play it by the book. Here's the rule book. And all. It's going to be out the window because it already is. They're going to learn how to win. Every time somebody, well, Trump won't be able to do, oh, wait a minute. Trump might very well be able to do it. See, in the old days, you get a Bush or one of these politicos, they just did it. They took the advice of leadership, whatever. Oh, here's what the leadership's going to do, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. The rules are out the window, folks. Donald Trump can get it done. He will figure out a way. And the minute that that thought process becomes pervasive, because it's already starting to hit the left, they're going, we'll get him. We'll impeach him. We'll get the Russians after. We're going to time to this. Yeah, and Trump's going, whatever. literally, he's walking by, crop dusting them in their rooms. What's that smell? I just saw Donald Trump walk by. I think he crop dusted us. And Trump's like, I did. Big. It's huge. Oh, man. Democrats are talking things like margin of victory. Let me tell you something. If you're running a race and you win by 1/100th of a second, you're the winner. How do you think they judge a Kentucky Derby? They look at the tape and go, oh, Secretary, by nose, or whomever. They want to know who the real winner is. And the second place guy is you don't even know who he was. Name me who's the second place dude in the Olympics for Usain Bolt. Or anybody. Name him. Who finished second to Bruce Jenner before he became Caitlyn in the 1980 Olympics? Who finished second to Carl Lewis in the 1984 Olympics? Who? You don't know, and you don't care. Yeah, pretty soon, let me tell you something. Osloff, other than it's got a funny name, you aren't going to care who won. Handel won, and she didn't really win. Trump won, you won. That's who won. But I love how these guys are all, this is a guy, I guess he's a Democratic strategist or something. But here's what he wrote. Last night was a wake-up call for Democrats, and they still need to home in on an effective anti-Trump message. And I love hearing this. Senator Moulton, the Democratic congressman from Massachusetts who's been flirting with a long shot 2020 bid, seized on the following. Ossoff race better be a wake-up call for Democrats. Business as usual isn't working. Time to stop rehashing 2006. Talk about the future. This is Seth Moulton. Race better be a wake-up call. Blah, blah, blah. We need a genuinely new message. Same guy. A serious jobs plan that reaches all Americans, and a bigger tent, not a smaller one. Focus on the future. Now, you can already see what his little tagline, focus on the future. But here's what's funny about it. America needs a serious jobs plan. I wonder where they're going to get one of those. I'm thinking. Let me think. Where could we start? Maybe we'd start at Carrier. Maybe we could save 1,000 jobs at Carrier. Then, maybe we could stop the Ford plant from moving over to Mexico. That would save a few thousand jobs. Then, maybe we could get IBM to bring jobs back into America that were formerly, considered not for Americans. And maybe, 25,000 jobs, give or take? Yeah, let's do that. Then maybe we could get SoftBank to add 50,000 high-paying jobs in the IT sector, specifically in cellular communications. Then maybe we could get Alibaba to empower general Americans to the tune of 1 million jobs. Maybe we could get U.S. Steel to open up its plants, and we can bring steel manufacturing back to the United States, something that Barack Obama said was a foregone conclusion that America's just going to be losing manufacturing jobs. Then, we might entice Dow Chemical to open up an excellence center in Michigan and invest more in the economy. Maybe we could get GM to leave their plant here locally. Maybe we can entice some of these other companies like Apple Computer to bring their manufacturing to America and so on. Maybe these things could happen. What do you think? And then we could start working on those jobs, the jobs plan. If only we had a leader who was willing to do some of those things, then maybe America could be successful. I'm just wondering. So what's Seth Moulton talking about? We need a serious jobs plan that reaches all Americans? I think you got one. What's funny to me is the Democrats know the solution. They see the guy implementing the solution, but they go, where is it happening? We need a serious jobs plan. Anybody seen one? They say the results are already prompting Democratic recriminations as the Bernie Sanders wing of the party pushes the establishment to get behind more liberal candidates. I give you why the left loses. Bernie Sanders, who's now under FBI investigation. He just lawyered up, if you haven't heard this news, because he and his wife are under investigation for diverting funds from their college, the college where she worked at. Bernie should be under further investigation for collusion, for influencing the U.S. elections. for being a snake and a charlatan and a fraud to the very people that he now has a faction on. I'm curious to see how he's going to rationalize this with his base. The Steny Hoyer faction, the Congressional Black Circus Clowns faction, the La Raza Congressional Hispanics caucus, etc. All these people are factions within the Democrat Party who are nothing but self-indulgent weenies. That's what they are. So they wanted to make Trump furious during the Ossoff's election. Make Trump furious. That was the joke. Is he furious? I'm just telling you, that's how the Democrats want to go after Donald Trump. Not on any reason, rational reason in terms of like his policies stink. They know his policies are sound. His policies of legal immigration, sound. His policies of refugee, restricting refugees that may cause harm to our economy, that may disrupt things in the country. Sound policy. And his policy of empowering, for example, Saudi Arabian Qatar. They can fight their own battles. They don't need us. Sound policies. Do they want a partner? No. They don't want a partner. They say, what's funny, they say Ossoff moderated too much. He was too moderate. At first, he was going after Trump. But then he decided, you know what? Let's look at some of these policies that he's doing. They don't want anybody to capitulate, and that's going to be the best. Let me just say something. If you are unwilling to bend when there's really some wiggle room for you to bend, you're never going to get ahead in life. If you want to be dogmatic over certain things that are the leftists want to be dogmatic, I get it. But on things that work for everybody, roads and bridges, etc., they should be partnering.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. If you want to get a hold of us by internet, kjradio.com. If you want to get a hold of us by phone, 844-551-8255. And we may get to some listener calls or mail here later on, because we've gotten quite a bit. Appreciate you guys' compliments on my appearance on Outnumbered, Fox's show. And I'm going to Paris this week, and it turns out that Harris Faulkner and her family are going to be over there. I couldn't understand if they were going over for a big event that was going on with Fox, but Harris said she and her husband and have a place over there somewhere. So if I do get a chance to go over and hang out with Harris, I'll shoot some live video feed, and you guys will at least get to see what we're doing while we're over there. I don't know how it's going to work because I have a Paris phone that I got, but We'll hopefully get a chance to let you enjoy some of that stuff, if that's of interest to you. Anyway, Hillary Clinton called the GOP the death party. And I always say, folks, the Democrats tell you who they are in what they say. In other words, the Democrats are the death party. Now, if anybody has been to any funerals lately, I would say it's the Democrats. You know, Republicans have been celebrating. I haven't seen us at any funerals. I can think of five recent wakes that the Democrats went to. First, beginning November the 8th of 2016, when Hillary's chances of ever being president or relevant died. Now, I will never, and you will never either, you know, it doesn't matter what happens to us, we could have serious brain damage, and we will all, they'll be, why has he got that smile on his face? It's because I remember Hillary Clinton's people looking up at that board as the tally was coming in, and they were finding out that Donald Trump was going to be their president. That's what I'm like. They'll be like, he has no other, only brain activity is when he sees that picture. But I'm just saying. I'm not wishing that on myself in any way by any chance, but you get what I'm going at here, folks. Everywhere you look, Democrats are dying. I'll give you an example. Nancy Pelosi, under fire. We'll go into some detail. They're sick of her. And rightfully so. Nancy Pelosi has presided over the worst period of Democrat triage, political triage in history. How do you lose 1,100 seats on the watch of one woman and one black dude and not be mad? Let me put it to you this way. If the Republicans were going through this, I would be burning down. Well, I'm not going to say, but metaphorically, I would want to burn down Boehner's house and Ryan's house and whoever. Are you kidding me? You lose governorships. You lose state legislatures. You lose Congress. You lose the Senate. You lose the presidency. And everybody's like, we love Barack Obama. We love Nancy Pelosi's awesome. Even when they're asked questions about this stuff, they will not answer it. And I'm going to play a clip from Tucker. He interviews a guy. And you can't, it's like getting them to admit that they're wrong. It's like, no, we will not admit that we're wrong. Calling the GOP the death party. What, as you watch your people die. Yeah, well, they're dying over there, the GOP. They're really suffering. Yeah, Donald Trump is suffering. He's suffering at the hands of this Russian investigation, right? Oh my God, what's he going to do? Nothing. He's not even worried about it. Donald Trump's like, what? He's letting them play it out the way they want to play it out. What are you? Explain to me how the Republicans are jacked up, dying, death party. I know she's making a different point, and I'll get to that in a second. But look, I'm telling you, no matter how they put things, the Democrats tell you what's going on within their party. So I talked about Pelosi. There's a cabal to get her. What about the DNC? They've had three people at the helm of the DNC in less than a year, and the current leader, whatever his name is a Hispanic dude. You can't even find this dude. Where is he? What's he doing? Is he raising money? Great. Okay, so he raises money, and we go to four funerals. The latest one being Ossoff, $31 million because they wanted a neophyte, an ingenue, a guy who never should have even been put into the position to be a congressman. They wanted him to be a congressman so bad to beat Handel, ergo beat Trump, ergo beat you, the conservatives, that they put a neophyte, Anthony Weiner in training to become the next congressman of the United States. And they spent $31 million to do it. I give you death of a party. The Democrats are losing their mind. You can't even look at the lamestream media headlines, folks. I'm talking to fake news headlines without seeing the demise of the Democrats. Now, what is Hillary Clinton really talking about when she talks about the death of the GOP? She's talking about Donald Trump's health care bill. The amazing hubris of Hillary Clinton to say, Donald Trump's going to kill a bunch of people. What does she think Barack Obama and she have done while he had 8 years in office? Let's just recount, okay? First of all, four people died in Benghazi because of Hillary Clinton, the queen of death. And when you consider the Obama administration running guns into Mexico, which, of course, killed Border Patrol agents, it killed Mexican civilians. Some of those guns came back here, killed Americans. And you think to yourself, who are you to talk about the death party? The VA scandal. How many vets died on waiting list because of the Clintons and Barack Obama administration? We didn't even care. What did Barack Obama do? That was going to be a priority for him. He fired Shinseki, and that's it. Nothing else has happened. And the only way it's going to happen is when they leave Donald Trump alone and he can address that issue. And you better know the VA, he's coming. Next, who ushered in murderous terrorists into our midst? Was it you, conservatives? The Democrats have given America a jihadapalooza. How many Americans have been killed by Muslims on Obama's watch? And how many have been killed worldwide because of the policies of the Obama administration and the malfeasance, the neglect of by Hillary Clinton? What has she done to stop the Muslim scourge? I've given you guys the numbers. We have gone from decades of the number of attacks that happened in decades now happening in a week, 2 weeks. We have thousands of radical Muslim attacks. Now, we're finally making progress, but it's because of Donald Trump. It's because of the policies of Trump. It has nothing to do with the strategies of Barack Obama. Barack Obama allowed ISIL, whatever you want to call them, they have become who they are because of Barack Obama. The left knows this. They try to pretend that they don't, but they know. Barack Obama ushered in terror into the United States. He's responsible for San Bernardino. He's responsible for the Orlando nightclub thing. He's responsible for the guy that just got stabbed in the neck that CNN wouldn't even say was a terrorist attack, even though the guy yelled out, Allahu Akbar. Really? Murderous attackers in our midst. According to Comey, who's and he's bad at his job, and he told us there's terrorists, there are terror camps in all 50 states. And he's a terrible FBI guy. God! By the way, do we need to really address BLM, Black Lives Matter, and the amount of death that occurs daily in America, mostly in big cities, occupied by whom? Anybody? Anybody? Yep, Democrats. And, oh my goodness, let's not talk about the black community because we've got had a black president. Keep in mind, folks, blacks were supposed to benefit from the black president. At least the mortuary's got a dramatic uptick in business, right? God, this is amazing. Oh, and an unfortunate consequence of all of this is the party of death, the Democrats, affecting the police. How many police officers were killed because the Democrats said, hey, let's not care about lawlessness. Let's focus on protecting these black criminals. By the way, Michael Brown, you want to talk about him? He got a settlement. We just found out the number. So we got cop killings. We got citizens who are being killed in record numbers in cities, not in the country, not in rural areas. Anywhere Democrats are, you get more death. We have a healthcare system that kills our best, the people that protect us. It kills them. The VA. And Hillary Clinton's talking about we're all about death. This woman is losing her mind. See, this is the problem with leftists. They don't want to look at what they do. They only want to try to push a narrative. Oh, the Democrats, the Republicans are the party of slavery. The Republicans are the party of killing people on the vine. They're killing people in the VA. They're the party of terrorism. No, all of that is on the bony little shoulders of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And Kevin, Steve Kornacki over at MSNBC had a great chart up yesterday which showed how well the Democrats are doing relative to where they were a few years ago against Republicans. And yet Nancy Pelosi is being highly criticized. Explain.
Well, Steve Kornacki makes a great point because, look, I think that Nancy Pelosi is receiving criticism. Democrats who are looking to take over for the House Minority Leader after she decides to no longer be in that position, they're pouncing. They're trying to blame her for the 4-0 or the 0-4 loss that Democrats faced on the other day with the Georgia District 6. I mean, that I don't really see how that falls on Nancy right. Pelosi, but there are some, you know, if you look inside the politics here and the different factions, so to speak, within the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi leads a faction, Steny Hoyer leads a faction, and then you have the more progressive wing in the House. So this is just a right. lot of chatter.
Kevin, just because of time, where's the faction that will separate the Democrats from the past of Secretary Clinton? Is that faction developing day to day as you move a beverage of your choice at the Trump bar?
Well, listen, I can tell you that people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the congresswoman from Florida, once perceived to potentially be someone to take over for Democrats, now really is not so much going to be able to do to be in that role. As for Secretary Clinton's faction of the Democratic Party, I mean, I don't really think there is one at this point, especially in the House of Representatives. I think really folks are looking at the more Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democratic Party, and that's where all of this is really going to be headed in 2018 and ultimately 2020.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Wow. Man, I could do an entire show on that clip. The cabal to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. He's presenting it as, you know, oh, the House, you know, majority, House minority leader, when she's ready to go, people are gearing up. They're ready to get rid of Nancy Pelosi right now. And the thing I keep asking is, what took so long? Why? What part? I equated it to, and you guys heard me talk about this guy, the guy that had a 150-pound scrotum. And I said, you know, look, I don't know how you folks react, and I'm not trying to make this white, black, or whatever, but let's just say sane versus insane. But when it comes to my scrotum, if I get a lump in my scrotum, I'm at the doctor. I'm talking fractional ounces here, right? But for the sake of discussion, say I overslept it a little bit or I wanted to feel a little more manly, and I let 6 ounces come into my scrotum. At some point, I'm going to go to the doctor. Okay, and worst case scenario, let's just put it out there, fellas. And maybe we should make this a question of the day. How large would your scrotum have to get before you go to the doctor? But I'm going to go out on a limb and say, worst case scenario, I might carry an extra pound in my scrotum. Okay? And I'm telling you, if that's just the worst case scenario. I know I wouldn't. But now what about you guys? Would you let it get to 2 pounds? Would you let it get to 5 pounds? How do you let your scrotum get to 150 pounds? Well, I equate this to the Democrats. At what point do you lose enough to where you go, you know what, this isn't working? They're up to 1,100, it was 1,080 before, so I'll use that number. And then they've tried to win 4 other seats, which they've lost. But I know it's 1,080 seats that they've lost. We're talking state legislatures, we're talking governorships, we're talking the House, and we're talking the Senate. How many do you need to lose before you go, wow, you know what, we're not on the right path? Is it 20? How many governorships flipped? Like 19? How many do you flip and go, you know what? Wow, we need to rethink this, guys. It's funny. They look at it, the election of Trump, and they go, oh, how did that happen? It just sneaked up on us. It sneaked up on you after you've lost 1,070, whatever number. It was a big number leading up to that. In states that they go, whoa. How do we now have a Republican mayor in Baltimore? I mean, Republican governor in Baltimore. How do we have a Republican governor in Missouri? How do we get a Republican governor here? In states that normally had been made purple, if not blue. And suddenly we've got people voting for Republicans. But it sneaked up on them like a 150-pound scrotum. Unbelievable, these people. So Pelosi's finally on the block. After, let me just tell you this. Like I said before, I don't know how many it took for the left, but if we had anything close to what they'd have, we would, as conservatives, we would have been screaming at Republican leadership. You've got, guys, what are you doing? In fact, that's kind of what we did back in 2008, right? We started screaming at Republican leadership. We started the Tea Party. By the way, go to teapartycommunity.com and join up. But we started this movement because we said we don't like the direction of the country. And we then implemented a plan to wipe away all that leftism, the election by election. You know what the left got? They got cocky. They got cocky because they had baby black Jesus. Somebody say amen. And they thought, boy, Barack Obama, he's it. Game off. We don't need a lineup. We don't need people in the, what do they call it, on deck. We don't need anybody in the dugout. We got baby black Jesus. And they thought Barack Obama would do it all. He's progressive. He looks good. He's sexy. He's suave. He's all that. And so, poof, they just let it go. Yeah, honestly, how do you blame Nancy Pelosi? She sat back and went, shoot, we got Jesus. We got the Messiah. What do you need from me? She took direction. So I see the point a little bit. But the Democrats met to discuss the future of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and they did it after elections that they never should have won in the first place. Now they're like, oh, we gotta address all this, because look at here, what's about to happen. Oh, my goodness, what? Really? Now you want to address it, huh? Well, good for you. I mean, I don't care one way or the other. I fired Nancy Pelosi. Donald Trump tweeted, no, no, keep her. We need her. I agree. We post something on Nancy Pelosi on our site, and people, phew, they attack it like you're feeding fish. You know? So she's good for us. I like it. She's a loser. And guess what? Baby black Jesus is gone. Where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now, Democrats? Huh? Who's your God? Who are you going to put all this effort into now? I'm curious. I keep asking, who are the up-and-comers for the Democrats? If Osloff is a, I called him a Anthony Weiner wannabe. And I told him, I've literally cautioned Democrats. I go, you're fortunate that Osloff didn't get elected. And don't go after little metrosexual weenies like him, because he's going to fail. He's going to be led around like a eunuch in Congress. He might as well put him in there with Nancy and make him a cuckold husband, because I'm telling you, he's exactly the type of man, and I'm using my finger quotes, that the left want there. They want an emasculated chump who can be led around by the Nancy Pelosi's, the Hillary Clintons, and the Debbie Wasserman Schultz of the world. So they meet. They want to get rid of Nancy. And what's this guy? It's funny. I heard the clip earlier, he was saying this. So how well are the Democrats doing against Republicans? And they knew that. And he says, no, they're pouncing on Nancy because of the 0-4 loss. That part Nancy has nothing to do with. The Trump phenomena has pulled those people through. That's why we won. But what he said after that was interesting. He talked about the factions. See, it's funny. The left always talk about, you guys are all discombobulated on the right. And I don't know, I'm not talking you guys off the ledge, but many of you are concerned, like, Kevin, I just wonder, you know, there's an anti-Trump agenda. Yeah, there is. Trump will settle that. All the things you're talking about, at our core, conservatism is showing what it's about. You watch us, folks. It's showing you. We'll talk about focus groups here in a minute. We are proving that we are more united. We've constantly been more united. And the reason why I can talk about 1,080 victories, now 1,084 if you want to look at it that way, even though we didn't replace any Democrats with that, is because of your core beliefs. But these guys have the Pelosi faction, the Steny Hoyer faction, the progressive wing of the party that's even farther left than they are. And he says, what about the faction to separate from Clinton? Now, yeah, there are a lot of people that don't want anything to do with the Clintons. He talked about Debbie Wasserman Schultz being perceived to take over for the Democrats. She's the Anthony Weiner of the women of the Democrats. They have nothing. And so they got to have somebody to blame. It is Pelosi's fault to a degree, but it's not just her fault. It is the fault of leftism. It is the fault and the false belief that Barack Obama was going to be all things to all people on the left. And when we prove that he isn't at the batter's box, at the ballot box, they still can't handle it. They still want to know the answer. That's how stupid people on the left are. Idiots.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.